Before it's 64 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days from Election Day and absentee ballots go out in North Carolina, and Republican Mark Robinson is the nominee for governor on those ballots. It's even after CNN reported he made inflammatory comments about slavery and other controversial topics on the message board of a pornography website years ago. He denies the claim, and ABC has not independently confirmed the report, but ABC's Rachel Scott says this could impact the presidential race.
The Trump campaign, in a statement, calls North Carolina vital to their chances of winning the White House in November. That statement does notably not mention Mark Robinson by name, and there is no word whether Robinson will appear with the former president at that rally in North Carolina this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia today to discuss laws that restrict abortion. GM's recalling more than 449,000 SUVs and pickups because of an issue that can prevent the low brake fluid light from turning on. This is ABC News. A days-long fire has finally burned itself out southeast of Houston. A car crash set off a massive explosion in the flames at a natural gas pipeline on Monday, and authorities now made a grisly discovery.
Once the flames were out, officials were able to get close enough to the SUV that struck the valve to find human remains inside. As for the residents,
it scared a lot of people here. A lot of people want to move now. They don't want to be here.
Robert Blair has finally gotten back into his home, and while he never thought much about the natural gas valve near his home,
that's going to be there forever. I mean, deal with it or you leave.
Police still have not determined why that SUV went through a fence and crashed into the valve. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you need a job for the holidays, Macy's says it'll be hiring more than 31,500 seasonal workers for full and part-time positions, but it's fewer than last year and the year prior, the lower projections because of a softer labor market and tighter consumer spending. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The cooler weather is here. Hi, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. The cooler weather makes me think about snuggling up in front of my fireplace with my latest knitting or crocheting project. I have great news. We are once again adding new items to our yarn supply. And don't forget, special orders are always welcomed at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the band of showers and thunderstorms that we had in the region last night gradually shifting away, and it should turn out to be a pretty nice day, a little bit on the warm side for this time of the year, with temperatures about 15 degrees above normal. It will stay warm yet for tomorrow, But then another cold front will slide through Saturday night into early Sunday. Should bring us some rainfall, possibly about a quarter to a half inch, followed by cooler temperatures as well from Sunday into early next week. And now it looks like a low pressure system Monday will stay well south of Wisconsin, so just a slight chance of a little rain around here. Otherwise, nice and dry Tuesday through Thursday with comfortable early fall temperatures as well. Here's that forecast for today. Some clouds early, then turning mostly sunny. High near 84, southwest wind becoming westerly close to 10. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s with light winds. Partly sunny and still quite warm tomorrow, high about 85, south wind near 10. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. Tomorrow night, some showers and thunderstorms likely, low at 58. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers in the morning, high near 69. As we head into Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of light rain, especially in the southern part of the area. Low at 49 with a high of 69 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 47, high 71. Wednesday, pleasant with plenty of sunshine, low near 47 with a high of 73. And Thursday, more nice weather with sunshine, lows in the upper 40s and highs in the mid-70s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 65 degrees. Also cloudy conditions here at the studios after some rain last night. Some varying amounts phoned into the studios. We were just over 6/10 of an inch here at the radio studios. But reports kind of on the north edge of Richland Center of an inch and a half of rain. The record high, 93 in 1948. Record low, 30 in 1956. Last year's high, 76, and the low, 57. Sunset will happen at 7:03 this evening. Tomorrow morning, sunrise time, 6:47. The air is calm right now, and the barometer is at 29.76, which is up slightly. No rain this morning. 62 one-hundredths last night after that high of 84. 65 the midnight reading, a low of 62. Right now we're back up to 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Consider this. Ezekiel 11:12 states, "And ye shall know that I am the Lord, for ye have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you." "Don't do this. You're too little," an older brother warned just before he jumped from the bed of dad's pickup truck. The young boy was 4 or 5, and his brother just 19 months older. He remembered the defiance that sprang up in his heart. "How dare he tell me that I was too little to do something he was doing?" And so he jumped. The older brother was right. Down he went, landing on his face, knocking out a tooth. His defiance of his brother's warning brought him a lot of blood and tears and many toothless photos in the following months. God offers help today. However, if we have refused to listen and are facing consequences for our defiance, God still offers restoration, if we will repent and turn to Him. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel. Sports Time today is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, our weekly high school football preview, a look back at a Brewer loss last night, and the NFL weekend is underway with a Jets win last night in Thursday night football.
Fall in love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from fresh floral arrangements that blend vivid summer flowers with the beauty of autumn colors. Enjoy the scents of Amish apple butter, cranberry nut bread, and buttercream vanilla with scented candles and melts. Or pick up fall favorites like mums, grasses, and patio planters. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Every day is a perfect day to shop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Like us on Facebook or call 383-1616. We deliver.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center and River Valley soccer teams played to a 1-1 tie in Southwest Conference play on Thursday night. Defenses took center stage. The Hornets found the net at 16-23 when Giovanni Serna scored a goal. The 1-0 lead stood through halftime and until the 30-23 mark of the second half. That's when River Valley's Eli Saperstein hit the net to tie the game. Both teams had chances on the attack in the second half, but could not get back in the scoring column. The River Valley defense, led by keeper Dylan Perry, shut down the Hornets the rest of the way. Will Kaltenberg, the center back, played strong, slowing down the Hornets. Richland center keeper Grayson Banker had a good night in the net. Mason Jelenic led the way with the defense. Richland center's JV scored a 1-0 win over River Valley in the early game, which was shortened so that the varsity could get started early with impending thunderstorms in the area. The varsity match ended a 1-1 tie before showers and thunderstorms move through the area. River Valley is now 2-4-3 with the tie. They will play at Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca on Monday. Richland Center is 1-5-2. They will play Saturday morning at Breeze Stevens Field in Madison against Cedar Grove, Belgium. Elsewhere in soccer, Platteville-Lancaster 4-1 over Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Wisconsin Dells 11, and Adams Friendship 2. Toma 4-1 over Arcadia, and Holman 7-1 over Sparta. High school volleyball last night, a big win for the Ithaca Bulldogs, a 3-2 victory against Kickapoo. It was a close match throughout, with Ithaca winning the fifth, 15-9. Weston swept Lafarge 3-0, 25-14, 25-11, and 25-22. Lexi Rockweiler led the Eagles with 7 kills. Valerie Bauer had 15 assists, and Vivian Spencer with 15 digs. The Eagles will host Ithaca coming up next Tuesday. In other action from the Ridge and Valley last night, it was a win for DeSoto over Waseca Steuben, 3-0. Richland Center swept Lancaster last night, 25-16, 25-21, 25-18. And a big win for River Valley, 3-1 over defending conference champion Dodgeville. River Valley gets its first win after 3 losses in the conference. Elsewhere, it was a victory for Darlington over Fenimore, 3-2. Mineral Point swept Riverdale. It was a win for Highland over Cassville in 3. Winnewalk and Hillsboro played last night, Hillsboro winning by sweep. Cuba City, 3-0 over Southwestern. It was Cashton, 3-2 over Royal. and Potosi swept Benton. Last night, the middle school race was being run, and officials at Boscobel decided to postpone or suspend the meet. The night meet hosted by Boscobel will be now completed tonight. The middle school girls race, the only one that was officially done. Margaret Lawless did win the middle school girls race, so that looked well for Richland Center Ithaca in last night's meet at Boscobel. On to the football scene, where it's the fifth week of the high school football season, and Richland Center travels to New Glarus. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornets.
You know, we haven't seen them since, I would say, almost that COVID era. You know, when they were in the SWC for a couple years, I think 20, you know, they were supposed to be in it, right, and then that game got canceled. And then 21, we finally played it. And that was the season where we were just really, really rolling through folks. And so now we come back. And I know that they've had some personnel shifts with their coaching staff. And so, I mean, they come in, you know, 1-1 with SWC play. And, I mean, they got demolished by Lancaster. You know what? I mean, they put up a really good performance against Dodge Hill.
I asked Coach Andy Troxell about the game coming off a hard-fought game against Lancaster.
I like our odds. I thought we played Lancaster very, very well. You know, and the score at the end was not indicative of the game itself. And so I think our matchup is good. I think we can establish a run game early and often. You know, and then really what their offensive attack plan is going to be is to hit the edges. You know, and so with our 3-5, we're built to stop that. You know, so I'll look for our edges and our linebackers to really have a good game. It just depends on our secondary being able to take away any big plays. So we're eager to kind of see how that's going to play out.
Richland Center at New Glarus tonight in area football. River Valley travels to Prairie du Chien. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic of the Blackhawks of River Valley.
They're definitely the team that I picked to win the conference just because of how tough they are and all the talent that they have returning. And you can't mention talent without Blake Thierry and how well he plays. And watching film, you could see that he just takes over a game. So if you don't try to bottle him up, he's going to score. He's a big play threat. They put him at every single position, and they do a good job with their supporting cast. Even when you cover him, they're going to get you with somebody else.
I asked Dan what the team has to do tonight.
We have to shore up our defensive front right away to make sure we're minimizing the running game and minimizing big plays through that. And then the secondary, we really have to be more disciplined. There were times where we gave up some big pass plays. It's not always on them because we also have to get the quarterback down with some pressure and things like that. So just as a team, we need to shore up making sure we're not allowing extra plays and extra yards off plays that should have been ended earlier.
Richland Center and New Glarus among the games, and River Valley at Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference. Also, Dodgeville at Broadhead Judah and Platteville at Lancaster. Tonight in the Six Rivers, Riverdale travels to River Ridge. Coach Lucas Phelps and company trying to shore up the Riverdale defense.
Defensively, you know, a lot of it comes down to trusting our reads and being gapped down with our run fit integrity. That's really what it comes down to. So a lot of areas to improve on. Hopefully we can get some guys back health-wise. That seems to be our big thing this year, but looking forward to this week, another week of improvement.
Ask Lucas about tonight's Riverdale opponent, River Ridge.
You know, I think River Ridge has returned quite a few very talented individuals. You know, a lot of their core players with their quarterback and their back have been guys that have been multi-year starters, very physical up front. They're very disciplined on offense. They're going to run at you. So our challenge for our defense, especially our D-line this week, is to be gaps down, staying shallow, getting hands on, taking away those inside lanes so we don't create that natural vertical seam that they want to take advantage of. Defensively, they're going to run an even front. We've seen a lot of even front this year. We've done a pretty good job with it. But they are physical, and, you know, our challenge for our O-line is not to get hit in the mouth. It's to respond, you know, great pad level, and make sure we clean up our mistakes with our penalties.
Cuba City plays at Southwestern East Dubuque, Darlington at Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg, Blackhawk Warren at Iowa Grant, Boscobel visits Potosi Cassville, and Fenimore at Galena. Also among the games tonight in the Scenic Bluffs, Royal at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Brookwood, and it's Ithaca at Cashton. Here is Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
We've definitely met our expectations, and like we kind of take it a week by week, and like we focus one week at a time. We have goals overall, but like the goal is to win the week and win that game and not let outside distractions or anything else get in the way. It's win that week and win that game.
Coach Klang, talk to us a little bit more about tonight's opponents.
Cashin always brings the like kind of our nemesis the last few years, and so they did graduate a lot, but they still are a pretty solid team, and they have a lot of confidence going in. They won their last three games quite handily, so they're going to have that confidence. They're going to have the whole home field advantage type deal, and they've kind of had our number over the past years, and we're kind of really hoping that we can change that. They still kind of run all the same schemes and plays that they have in the past. And so it'll be a really good matchup with them. They have some good backs and things like that. So it'd be nice to play them again.
Cashton is coached by Jared Hemmersbach.
This is such a new team compared to the last few seasons that we've had. So a lot of growth, and I just like that we're getting better each week. And that's really what we've talked about as a program this year. It was just continuing to work and improve.
And he talked about tonight's opponent for Cashton, the Ithaca Bulldogs.
Very aggressive and, very athletic group of kids. They've always got a really strong program. And, this year they're just very athletic and, got good team speed.
Ithaca at Cashton can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Elsewhere, it's Mauston at Berlin, it's Sauk Prairie at Lakeside Lutheran, Sparta at Reedsburg, Viroqua at Westby, and Ripon at Wisconsin Dells. And in 8-player football, Highland travels to Kickapoo LaFarge. Tomorrow, Monticello at North Crawford, Wisconsin Heights at DeSoto, and Belmont at Weston Waniwok in 8-player football. That game begins at 1 o'clock at Waniwok High School.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. The Three Aces had a 17-71, Spare Parts 17-57, and the Pin Pals a 17-51. Pin Pals and Three Aces, each with a 619, Spare Parts a 606. Top series, Cheryl McNerlin a 508, Alma Manning a 451, and Deanna Kepler a 440. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin a 191, Pat Adams a 169, and Barb Brown, a 168 in the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling last night, Turbo's Bar & Grill had the top series of 28-18, TKO Barbecue 27-64, and Alana Springs at 27-61. Top game, 1,004 for Turbo's Bar & Grill. Advance Pump & Well with a 997. It was Alana Springs Campground with a total of 981, which was the third best game. Top series individually, Lucas Lindvig a 712, Travis Bushley a 694, Steve Olson a 669. Top game, Lucas Lindvig 279, Steve Olson and Elijah Cannon each had 268s, and Travis Bushley at 251. Other highlights, Ross Gaston bowled a 630 series, 108 over average, Steve Olson with a 669, 96 over average, and Brian Klebisaddle bowled a 553, 94 pins above average. The Brewers were held to a single run and two hits while losing the series opener to the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1 last night. The game was scoreless until the Snakes popped for three runs in the top of the fifth. Starter and winner Brandon Pfaff struck out seven Milwaukee batters at one point. The only Brewers run came on a solo home run by Garrett Mitchell in the bottom of the seventh. Tobias Myers took the loss. Colin Ray starts the second game of the four-game weekend series coming up this evening. Elsewhere in baseball, Cubs with a win against Washington, 7-6. Mets 10-6 over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh 3, St. Louis 2. The Dodgers 20-4 over Miami. Atlanta 15 and Cincinnati 3. Interleague play, Baltimore 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 3, Minnesota 2. Toronto 4-0 over Texas. Seattle 3, the Yankees 2. Tampa Bay 2-0 over Boston. And Houston a winner against the LA Angels 3-1. Well, the Packers prepare for their weekend. Jordan Love was limited at practice again Thursday. A final decision on whether Love plays against the Titans might be made about 10:30 Sunday morning, they're saying, about 90 minutes before kickoff. Coach Matt LaFleur says the team needs to do better in the red zone.
In order to get better in the red area, we got to stop having penalties in the red area. We've had way too many mistakes and missed ops when we've been down there. So we're going to continue to work hard on that and grind at the details, but we got to go out there and execute much better.
And finally in sports, Aaron Rodgers threw two touchdown passes in a great performance in front of the hometown fans. New York's defense was dominant, and the Jets rolled to a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots. Rodgers started his first game at MetLife Stadium since leaving just over a year ago with a torn Achilles tendon in New York's opener. He finished 27 of 35 for 281 yards with touchdown tosses to Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Our Fresh from the Country get-together is coming up here on WRCO Radio, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In a moment, we'll play for you some brand new music releases out of Nashville and some of the independent artists from throughout the country as well.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Some brand new releases coming your way, plus we'll take a look at the most played country song across the land just before 9, and we'll have our trivia question of the day as well. Here's a brand new one with Ernest featuring Lainey Wilson.
You say that you
would like to try again. You'd open up your heart and let us back in. Well, part of me wants to so bad I can't stand it. Part of me wants to be perfectly candid. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. I'd love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. That I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. You're telling me things would be different this time. Oh, but I wish a change of heart would change your mind. And I wanna believe that I'd try us again if I really believed there was some future in it. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. I'd love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. But I can't, so I won't, but I want to.
This Friday and Saturday, the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show has it all. A parade, the midway, food, and the tradesman band Saturday night. This message is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Richland County Directory, and TriStar Gifts and more. Join the fun and tradition this weekend in Viola.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 bayou. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up and
It's a Fresh from the Country block of Lainey Wilson today. She joined Ernest for What If I Could, and then a brand new one called 4x4 by You. Fresh from the Country, some brand new releases coming your way. Music news this week, Herb Alpert releases his 50th album, and it's called 50. Alpert says he couldn't believe it when his nephew, who is also his manager, pointed out that he's made 50 albums. This year also happens to be Alpert's 50th wedding anniversary year as well. Keith Urban wrote an entire album called 615 and scrapped it because it was a lot of the same thing. He rescued 4 songs from it. The new album is called High. Urban says it's got a dutiful, responsible, reliable side, and an analytic, wild, reckless, irresponsible side as well. It is out today. And get your plans for New Year's Eve. It's not too early to start planning. Jelly Roll and Kane Brown would like to be a part of your plans. They'll perform live from Nashville for the CBS special New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash. More performers will be announced later on. Here is Jelly Roll in a 2024 release.
Yeah. I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried, and I don't know if I'm. Undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
WRCO, that one's climbing the charts. We have a tough trivia question. We tried it on Hank, and it just froze him. He's going like, So we'll see if you guys can get it or not. Our Fresh in the Country show is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. Stay tuned for trivia.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
English Prairie Distilling is located in Uptown Muscadet at 124 North Wisconsin Avenue. They are creating and procuring a unique blend of craft spirits that reflect the Driftless region and the people in it. Our tasting room is a testament to craft cocktails. Our mixologists have a stable of amazing standard drinks, and every week we offer unique mixtures that will have you saying, "I'd like another." If you're looking for a special night out for your birthday, anniversary, special gatherings, or you're just touring the Driftless area, you found your spot. Come to English Prairie Distilling Company in Muscadet and be ready for a treat.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final anything summer 50-cent sale and all single-piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday 10 to 4. See you there.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Our trivia question of the day on WRCO is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. It's a great visit there while you're in downtown shopping. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
All right, trivia time. 48% of adults had one of these as a kid, and 20% say they still have it. What is it? 48% of adults had one of these as a kid. 20% say they still have it. 608-647-4155. See how you do. The song moving up 10 spaces on the chart this week for Post Malone featuring Luke Combs. Malone featuring Luke Combs. Hey, we have found our winner. Congratulations today to Jason Kleppy, who came through the line with the right answer. We had lots of guesses. 48% of adults had one of these as a kid, and 20% say they still have it. Well, we had guesses for first tooth, bicycle, hula hoop, Rubik's Cube, original lawn darts. They were thinking outside the box. And blanket. Or your blankie. Not right. Nope. Correct answer, a nickname. 48% of adults had one, and 20% say they still have it. Okay. So there you go. I gave you a hint when I said Hank earlier. You know, Hank didn't know the answer, but there it is, a nickname. Jason wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Yeah, some of those still stick, like people that I've known like all my life. I'll be like, yeah, I saw so-and-so, and June will be like, who's that? And I'll be like, well, that's so-and-so. Well, why did you call him that? Well, that's his nickname. Well, some people don't call people by their nicknames after a while. Like, okay, well, sorry, you know. And some of these people had really, like, really tough nicknames, you know, like Buck, you know, or whatever it is, you know, Bubba or whatever. They're tough nicknames, you know, and I never did. I'm trying to think. They called me PH, I think, like that. I never liked it when they called me P-Man, I can tell you that. But anyway, hey, thanks for playing trivia.
You lost to me. to me. To me. My time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. You can't say that about.
Tori Rose on WRCO, brand new, fresh from the country. We'll be right back with this week's most played number one country song.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This week's most played country songs across the land. Kane Brown and Marshmello at number 5 with Miles on it. Luke Bryan with Love You, Miss You at number 4. Post Malone, Pour Me a Drink with his Blake Shelton song, and that is at number 3. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma at number 2. And Dustin Lynch reigns supreme this week.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. Think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day. A girl like her would say, just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet.
She said,